Good afternoon, Samuel.
Good afternoon, Doreen.
Now, Samuel, what can you report about this latest incident of a gunshot or gunshots?
Yeah, thank you very much. As I speak to you now, residents in the Borgatanga municipality, they are currently living in fear as the long-standing dispute erupted this morning around 10:30 a.m. There were several gunshots by the two factions that are the family of Raymond Alafia Belba and the family of Joseph Pakre before the police intervened with a warning shots to disperse the two feuding factions. So as I speak to you now, with the intervention of the military personnel and that of the police, they have been able to bring everything under control. So the municipality is relatively now calm, but like the residents are still having the fear that it may start again. So as I speak to you now, when you move to Atuba BC, where the two palaces are found, that is the Apakri family and that of the Raymond Alafia Belba's family, the police are there in their numbers. But the other side, no, that is where the issue is really happening, or where the two palaces are. That is the Atuba BC. You can find Unibank there, Fidelity Bank, Ghana Commercial Bank, Apex Bank, Agric Development Bank, Bank of Africa, National Investment Bank, Barclays Bank, Access Bank, Nara Rural Bank. All the banks in the municipality is found around that particular area. You have the financial services. There is the Mercom, one of the leading mall in the region. It's also found in the Atoba BC there. So all these people are currently living in fear because of the chieftaincy dispute. But the police and that of the military are currently there in their numbers.
Now, were there any injuries or casualties recorded?
No, as it speaks now, there hasn't been any casualty or any injuries. When they started shooting, the police intervened because when you move towards that direction, there is a place that you normally see police sitting there with the military. But as time goes on, when they realize that the issue is no more that serious, you see them, like, I feel the numbers has been reducing day in and day out. When, like, the issue happened like this, you go there, you see about 5-6 military with the police, also numbering about 5 there. But when they realize that the issue is has been brought under control, you get there and you see about 2-3 police and that of 2 or 1 military mixed with them sitting. So I'm sure those who were there hinted the rest to come fast to intervene. So as I speak to you now, there hasn't been any casualty or any injuries recorded.
From what you say, I get the impression that this has been something that's been recurring. Now, you have said that we have police presence over there, but how are they dealing with the whole situation holistically so that we do not have gunshots which might result in injuries and even casualties?
I remember with the last time this issue erupted, we spoke to the municipal police commander, Samuel Punyumbin, and the regional police commander, DCOP, Vincent Regima Jeju, and they also pledged that they will put measures in place to make sure that whenever there is an issue, they will quickly bring the issue under control. And I'm sure that is the measures that were able to solve this particular issue very fast, because the previous one, we had some casualties, 2 or 3 people lost their lives as a result of the clashes. But this time around, there hasn't been any casualty. So I believe the measures that have been put in place by the police command is really working.
Now, you spoke about the fact that this incident happened in what we would describe as the business area. We have banks and other financial institutions over there. Are shops closed, or is business still going on normally?
As I speak to you now, some of the shops, when they heard the gunshots, they started closing their shops. Some haven't returned, but you see some has also come. That's like they haven't opened. Some have also opened, but they are all there. Some those who are back to their various shops are just sitting by the shop, and they have been told that the police will be there to protect them, but they are not that sure of the protection that will be given them by the police. So most of the stores around that particular area has been closed down as I speak to you now.
Well, thank you very much, Samuel. That was our correspondent over there, Samuel Yama, giving us an update on some breaking news where we are learning of gunshots in Bolgatanga.